You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30. Hello and welcome back to this week's Ours to Protect. I'm Donna Marie Doherty. Last week, I spoke to Joanne Butler, coordinator of the Donegal Community Gardens Network with DLDC. I left us on a wee bit of a cliffhanger because I said we'd be revisiting Joanne because she tells us more about an exciting project that the wheels are in motion for. So, let's hear more about it.
Community Foundation Ireland are doing a fund at the moment. Now, we haven't got the fund. We are just applying for this fund, but we've put it out to community gardens and to the Men's Shed Network because the fund is for community circular economy action plans to be made within the communities. So we thought that rather than all of the individual community gardens and the Men's Sheds applying to this fund, then why don't we do it as an umbrella network? Because I think the circular economy is so important and the community gardens and the Men's Sheds are really doing it. The community gardens are taking waste product, they're turning it into compost, they're saving their rainwater, they're turning it into liquid for their plants. The Men's Sheds are taking unused, unwanted wood and turning it into functional products. So I think coming together, these two groups are, you know, so important for this circular economy. And I think that this project going forward, if we were to be successful, we would, the fund is for consultation with Voice Ireland and Community Foundation Ireland to create action plans for our community. So it would be nearly like this ripple effect. We train people up to have action plans and then we get them back into their own communities and get all of this lovely circular economy, which is so important.
It's just amazing. So that's ongoing at the moment. That's kind of a watch this space.
That's a watch this space, There's so many, like, there's so much potential for, is when community gardens get together and become this network, then there's so much, you know, that we can do as a network. There is possibilities for, you know, the events that we do, the networking events that we do, coming together to visit other gardens, and then everyone takes that information home. There is harvest festivals that we've got in the pipeline. There is compost toilets, possibly down the line. So all of these things, it's just about trying to reinforce the environmental impact that a community garden can have.
What a fab idea. It originates from the ideology behind a circular economy. Now, the technical definition of a circular economy is an economic system based on the reuse and regeneration of materials or products, especially as a means of continuing production in a sustainable or environmentally friendly way. That is an awful lot of terminology. So in layman's terms, what it means is just saving the materials from going to waste and finding a way to repurpose them to give them a bit of a longer life cycle. We wanted to know what you think, the people of Donegal. So myself and Niamh took to Letterkenny Shopping Centre to find out your thoughts on the circular economy.
Do you know what a circular economy is? No.
Not really, if I'm being honest.
So it's basically making sure things don't end up in waste, to find another way to use them so they have a longer life cycle. Do you think this would be something you'd be interested in doing if there was more knowledge about it?
Aye, big time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it would be, like, taught more in the likes of schools and just maybe in the news and things like that. It'd be interesting.
Well, I don't know. I think, as you said, it's more information more than anything, you know, just to sort of know what to do and know, like, how to really implement something, you know what I mean? Like, and also, I think something simple, you know, like, that I could do just at home, like, maybe with, like, recycling more and, you know, maybe, like, I don't know, doing better in that way, and maybe, like, you know, less food waste and stuff like that, you know, like, maybe.
Aye, definitely. Like, I'm constantly looking for, like, different ways that I can, you know, reduce my waste, reuse whatever I can, you know, recycle in whatever way I can. Like, it's always been, you know, a big thing in our home. So if there's anything that we can do to kind of promote that, then I would definitely be open to it.
Do you think sometimes can the information that's online be a bit overwhelming?
Aye. Sometimes it's not put in what I like to say plain English, so a lot of people get quite confused by big words, a lot of jargon. They don't really understand what they can do to kind of help out, so they tend to just kind of leave it.
Well, like, whenever you're able to access information online, like, there's so much stuff that's true and so much stuff that's false, and then, like, either way, no matter what you, like, if you support it or you don't support it, your view can be knocked because of what you're reading and what you're taking in online. But, like, in reality, you know, what you're seeing online could be anyone at all just writing something random that they don't know anything about.
So there you have it. Everyone that we spoke to said if they had clear and easy access to information, it is something they probably would introduce into their lives. Well, our tip sheet has a simple breakdown of what you can do at home to make small changes that will make a big impact. You can find them on our socials, on our website highlandradio.com and on irishtoprotect.ie. As always, thanks to Niamh Shields for producing, to Joanne for joining us, and of course to the people of Letterkenny for their input. From me, Donna Marie, until next week, have a great one. You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.